This poem grew out of my mother's death. She lived to be 94, and neither of my brothers wanted really anything to do with her ashes, which I wanted very much, and so I took them and buried them in my yard and planted some of her favorite flowers in the soil that they took part in. Burial rites. Even on a rare morning of rain, like this morning, with the low sky hoarding its riches except for a few mock tears, the hard ground accepts nothing. 6 years ago, I buried my mother's ashes beside a young lilac that's now taller than I and stuck the stub of a rose bush into her dirt, where, like everything else not human, it thrives. The small blossoms never unfurl. Whatever they know, they keep to themselves until a morning rain or a night wind pares the petals down to nothing. Even the neighbor cat who shits daily on the paths and then hides deep in the jungle of the weeds refuses to purr. It's right to end up beside the woman who bore me, to shovel into the dirt whatever's left and leave only a name for someone who wants it. Think of it, my name, no longer a portion of me, no longer inflated or bruised, no longer stewing in a rich compost of memory or the simpler one of bone, kitty litter, the roots of the eucalyptus I planted back in 73. A tiny me, taking nothing, giving nothing, empty and free at last.